Okay, turn your radio up.
Good morning, gentle freaks.
Who are you calling a freak?
You and your whole freak show.
You're a freak.
Freak.
Well, that definitely is clarifying.
What a freak.
Freaky.
I'll tell you what's freaky.
Freaky Hump Day.
Never heard of it.
We're trying something new.
The grassroots viral campaign.
Now your freak flag's flying. Let the freak out begin.
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
There's nothing better than being a freak, I tell you. It's liberating. I don't know, maybe it's being a freak to not care what other people think of you. But you know what? That's just people's personal choices. Don't put it into legislation. Just be yourself. Fight for what you want and what you believe in, but leave it out of politics. Leave it out of the legislatures. And leave it out of the federal government, because that's not what they are there for. All right. 991fmtalk.com. I am loading up the stories that we have been talking about on my page, including this one that you're going to have to read for yourself. It's from lewrockwell.com, and it's titled The New America, Bioethics, Death Panels, and Killing Babies and the Old. Yeah. The thoughts of people out there like killing a defective infant is not morally equivalent to killing a person. Sometimes it is not wrong at all. Killing a newborn baby is never equivalent to killing a person, that is, a being who wants to go on living. Yeah. These are quotes from Peter Singer. He's a moral philosopher and professor of bioethics at Princeton University. So all you parents out there who've sent your kids to Princeton, this is what they're learning. And it's pretty sad. Because in the future America, the sanctity of any human life, it's not going to mean squat. Depopulation is alive and well. It's all in how they do it. Like forcing people to take vaccines, forcing people to wear masks. It dehumanizes people. You don't see the person, you see a mask. Well, I see a mask and I see, well, my opinion. All right, let's go to the talk and text lines. Check in with Gene this morning. Gene wants to talk about energy. Hey, Gene.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Lots brewing today. And it appears that that while Americans are reeling under exploding energy prices under this administration, you know, I saw an editorial today in the paper from the Citizens Climate Lobby still advocating for H.R. 763, where we will go in and punitively tax energy on purpose with some vague notions of a dividend being paid back to the middle class as they suffer even more inflationary pain in the cost of running their lives, you know. But there's a paradox to this, too, because there's another little item in the paper today that lawsuits have been filed over a lithium mine over at Thacker Pass on BLM lands. Now, here we have the governor, you know, advocating the influx and giving out taxpayer freebies to get Tesla and others in here who want to build batteries for electric cars. But environmentalists are out there filing lawsuits to prohibit the very extraction of the commodities that are needed to build electric cars. Mm-hmm. You know, we also have the Center for Biological Diversity down in Las Vegas filing lawsuits to prohibit the construction or placement of solar farms to move to renewable energy. So apparently, people like the Citizens Climate Lobby and the Center for Biological Diversity really don't want us to have anything, and it fits into your narrative of depopulation. I think for Democrats, the only humans that they're not interested in depopulating are illegal immigrants, is what I'm seeing now. There seems to be a whole lot more attention paid to these folks than the people I saw with Scott Pelley on 60 Minutes, who are suffering under freeway underpasses, our American brothers and sisters who couldn't rate anything more than a visit from a pastor and a blanket. So there's no money for these folks, but they're already asking for $4 billion for the border, the administration. So
they're already trying to do damage control because the Department of Homeland Security is literally asking for volunteers to come and help because of the influx of the open border. And Biden's trying to backpedal, well, not Biden, because he can't do anything, but his team is trying to backpedal all that. And those people are coming in. They're not being tested for COVID. They're not being tested for anything. And they're actually being shipped into middle America. They're being led into this country. And like you were saying, we can't even get our own children, seniors, and homeless taken care of. And yet, let's get those future Democrat voters in here because that's what they want. They literally tear down. You know what we need to do, Gene, is we need to go back to the principle of Tesla, where we draw from the Earth's energy and energy is free to everybody, electricity.
You know, and it also fits, you know, I would wager that probably one of those viral videos that surfaces south of the border is both Kamala Harris and Joe Biden on national TV affirming their support for free health care for illegal immigrants should they enter the country. So I think that's probably one of the things that's taken a look at, you know, on YouTube right now as they're assessing whether or not they're going to cross the border illegally. But more to the point of energy, Americans are reeling right now under Biden, Kamala Harris, energy prices, gasoline prices. The CPI index is up 24% on natural gas, 36% on petroleum since they took office. And now we have some elitists called the Citizens Climate Lobby who want you to push Congress to pass punitive taxation on sources of energy with some mitigation process that we may get a dividend to soften the blow. I think it would behoove Democrats to let Americans enjoy their expression of economic freedom and choose which commodities they want to have and not have. And I think that would be a better way to go. And the marketplace will take care of the transition to renewable energy all on its own, I believe. But I think that, you know, I just never have seen a plethora of bad news, you know, every day that I open, you know, the paper that I'm seeing now. So that being said, I don't know what else I can add to this, but on the lithium mine, a consortium of environmental groups have filed suit on something that's already been approved. So apparently they want electric cars, but they don't want the resources needed to build electric cars to be permitted. Yep. So that fits into the depopulation narrative. If the middle class can't stay the pace for this, and you know who you are, that you are expendable under these policies.
And people have to understand that the idea of the middle class has changed. You know, people think the middle class is, you know, those who make, you know, $20,000-$30,000 a year. It's like, no, the middle class are those people who are making six figures. They're trying to put you back down into the working poor because there's only going to be two categories, us and them. So, Gene, thank you so much for your call.
You.
Appreciate your time and always great, great knowledge that you bring to us. Yeah. All of this is just to scam and control you. Let's go back to the talk and text lines, 884-9910, and check in with Nicholas. Hi, Nicholas.
Hey, hi. How are you guys doing?
Doing fabulous. What's on your mind?
Well, we have an upcoming meeting for the Washoe Patriots. Now we've got 360 people already in the email system and 160 in our text messaging.
Nice.
We have a meeting this coming Saturday at 12:30 up at Spirit-Filled Church in Sparks.
So how many people do you think that will be showing up this Saturday?
Well, it'll probably be somewhere between 150 and 200. As we've continued to grow, we had 125 at the last meeting, and you know, we've got some really fabulous things we're rolling out. We now have a trifold brochure that's professionally designed to help educate businesses. And so we're formed. We've got committees now and training people on how to go out and talk to these businesses and help bring their level of anxiety down that someone's going to report them and how to handle that. So that, and we have a little sticker now that businesses that are open fully and lawfully and constitutionally can put in their store window or their door saying that Washoe Patriots, they're a supported business by us.
Wow. That is... Isn't it amazing that from the moment that you started putting this information out, that every single week more and more people are coming to your meetings because they are tired. They are sick and tired of the garbage that is being put out by the state of Nevada and the bad information and keeping us shut down when we should be 100% open.
Absolutely, completely agree with you. And because we're not, that's why, you know, people are frustrated and they're so used to this overreach now. It's been a year since we were locked down and things haven't got better. The promise of, 15 days and then a month. We are now 1 year, guys, into this vast overreach. Now, in the beginning, we tolerated going, no one knows what's going on here. But we now have a year's worth of data. We now have five proven treatments that can help mitigate this infection. And it doesn't make a difference whether you're 5 years old or 105 years old. These things are now proven to work. We're working with doctors, so you can get that information from us. I don't know if you know who Dr. Thomas Levy is, MD, JD. He just published a book. It's free, called Rapid Virus Response. And he has got – he's one of the I respect this guy so much. We've put that information out so people can go out and get that book for free and see what he's saying. He's got some great stuff. You don't even need a doctor to help strengthen your immune system the way he talks about this.
Yeah, exactly. So, Nicholas, how can people join Washoe Patriots, and how can they get that free book?
Well, if you go to WashoePatriots.com, get on our email list. I now have that listed. I'm going to be adding that to our website, probably to the homepage, because I want that to be one of the key things that everybody can get. So we'll have a link there put up today on how to get that book for free. You just put in your email address and your name, and of course you'll be on his list. But you know, he's completely CAN-SPAM Act compliant, so they can opt out at any time. But I've been following this guy for years, and the fact that he has put together probably one of the most comprehensive and authoritative books on how to combat viral infections, it's just amazing. So you can go to our website, sign up on our join us under the email. There's a place that says join us under Patriots. Put in your name and email address. If you want to join us on the text messaging service, feel free to do that as well. And then we have emails that go out to everybody on a 1 or 2 day basis, training them on all of this stuff. So it's just a regular thing of getting educated on this and how to reach out to businesses. And then, of course, when we have our meetings every other week.
And how to show up the Washoe County Commissioners meetings too. I love the emails that you put out. They're so awesome. So, Nicholas St. John, thank you so much for joining me today. And keep up the fantastic work that you're doing. And I hope to see you real soon.
Yeah, we got to have you come up and speak sometime.
We just got to get our schedules working.
That's right.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Monica J.
Thanks, Nicholas. Appreciate your time. All right, let's take in with Terry. Terry's on the line right now. Hi, Terry. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi there. Hey, I read this morning that the Washoe County Planning and Community Development is having a Zoom meeting for community input. I read through what their proposed changes are. And one of the proposed changes is they want to eliminate any form of notification to the public on zoning changes and subdivision approval and such, new developments going in. So they feel that they don't have to notify anybody any longer. They just want to do what they want to do. And
now, aren't they also going to be talking about the canyons?
I don't know specifically the canyons, but there is another a whole bunch of, they want to increase the density of a lot of the classifications that are the different zonings. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to increase the density on those lots. So there's a
lot
of changes.
Pack them in, just like Las Vegas.
Yeah. So anyhow, I just thought I'd call and your, excuse me, let your listeners know that they can go to the community development website, and the meeting starts, Zoom meeting, at 5:30. And I imagine it is a community input meeting. So I guess it will allow input on it.
All right. So where do you think the best place for people to go is?
It was on the community development and planning department's website.
Okay.
And if they can't find it there, I'm in my car, so I'm on the way to my doctor here, so I don't have everything in front of me. They can just call the Washoe County Planning Department and get the website from them.
All right, perfect. Terry, thank you so much for calling in and giving the heads up. I really appreciate that. And Ken, you hang on the line. We'll be right back after this quick break on The Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada, right after this.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. They're actually looking at this in the legislature. When people are suffering, they are looking at banning mascots and the names of places because they deem them offensive. Should Nevada be working on that right now? Should they be participating in this virtue signaling? You need to get a hold of your legislators because this is BS. 991fmtalk.com. Joining us right now is Ken. Ken on the talk and text lines, 884-9910. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, Monica. So I just wanted to talk about SB 11, the taxation for the additional tax on your vehicle registration if you live in Washoe County in the city of Reno or Sparks. And I'm going to read this off if you don't mind. It's just a little blurb where it says that the city will be allowed to use the funds for transportation projects within 30 miles outside of the boundaries and the boundaries of this state, where those boundaries are contortimous. But basically, it's saying that the city of Reno will be able to spend their money, your money, that is collected from your vehicle in California, within 30 miles of within the boundaries, 30 miles of California, and on any of the roads that connect to any Nevada road that has to do with the city. And the city of Reno actually goes all the way up past Verdi now.
Mm-hmm.
So people in the city of Reno should be very concerned about that and the fact that and they need to read this SB 11 closely and go to the vehicle registration NRS that determines what a registered vehicle is. And they will be outraged. They really need to, people really need to get on this and get on their legislators before this thing's passed if you live in the city of Reno. And even if you don't, if you're near the borders of the city of Reno, you need to get on it because eventually you'll be gobbled up and
exactly.
They're going to spend your money unwisely and the way they want to do it. I mean, they're already extremely in debt, and that's why they push this And they did it, and they did it selfishly, and they did it for themselves, because the only three cities this is going to apply to is Las Vegas, Reno, and Sparks.
Yeah, because they keep digging us into deeper and deeper holes, and they're just coming up with more options to get money out of people. And Ken, that is just one of two bills, because there's also one going before the legislature that, well, they want to create new income zones. So it's just incredible. It's like throwing money at the school system. We just keep throwing money after bad.
Right. And, you know, and here's the thing is that these people who voted these people in, regardless of what political party they're in, you know, the only people that you have to blame is yourself, because you voted for them. I didn't vote for them, so I can yell and scream. That's my right.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
you know, you're a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite if you voted for these people. And now you're yelling and screaming because they're messing you over, and they're just sucking you dry out of all your money.
Yeah.
You know. And,
well, see, that's what happens when you don't know people. They will say whatever they need to say to get elected. You know, Jenny Brekus, honestly, as a Democrat, I think is one of the only people on that board or on the council who is trying to save taxpayers' money. Republicans, Democrats, they're both just, you know, bring it in. Just tax the people.
And people have to remember, every time they pass one of these regulations in one of these bills, somebody has to enforce them, and that costs the taxpayers money.
Mm-hmm.
Every time the government gets involved in something, it costs the government money, and which means you got to replace government with my wallet.
Yeah.
Replace it with my wallet, because that's where it's coming from, your wallet. And the other thing is, now you're hearing a lot of stuff coming out of California. There are rules, same rules they're trying to pass here, where people are being arrested for the stupidest and smallest things. And I just heard one this morning on the news. It was absurd. And these people are just trying to make everybody in this nation a criminal. There is no more law and order.
Yeah.
Because
Ken, I gotta cut you off and let you go.
Okay,
I'm already 2 minutes over.
Monica, it was a great Monica. Thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Ken. All right. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be right back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And your Second Amendment rights are under attack. Yes, they've been talking about this AB 42 in the Assembly, in the Judiciary Committee. You need to contact your legislators and say, this is just garbage. This legislative session is filled with it. Even the NRA ILA is on top of this. We've also got the Nevada Firearms Coalition on top of this. Now you need to be on top of it. Because what they want to do with AB 42 is the expansion of people who are subject to and offenses that would result in being prohibited from owning firearms for life. Now, what's going on is the expansions include the removal of the federal definition of persons and offenses and applies to prior convictions. So what that means is that someone who may have pled out to a nonviolent offense before all of this will subsequently lose their Second Amendment rights without further due process. People do a lot of dumb stuff, especially when they're younger. You have to start paying attention and teaching your children and your grandchildren, because it's garbage like this that will keep them from ever owning a firearm. Again, one more restriction nibbling away at your Second Amendment rights. Contact your legislators today. Do not let this go for a floor vote. AB 42. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Thank you so much for being here today. Answer today's poll question. Just more BS on what the legislature is dealing with. They want to ban mascots and the names of places because they deem them offensive. So more rules and legislation at your expense because somebody else gets to deem something offensive. What if somebody comes up that Fuji Park is offensive? It sounds like a racial thing, Fuji. Who's going to be making these decisions? Oh, we elected these people. 991fmtalk.com. Should Nevada be allowed to ban mascots or names of places because they deem them offensive? Yesterday's poll question, should housing projects be allowed to be built on leased land? 4% of those participating said yes. Basically, everybody else said no. Dumb idea. Well, guess what? That idea is happening around Northern Nevada. Just so you know. Make sure you contact Heidi Gansert today. She voted yes. The only Republican to vote yes on the Equal Rights Amendment. And I hate to throw gender into this, but she's a woman. I want to know if she read the entire bill, if she listened to the complaints from her constituents. Republicans in name only. It's up to you. The primary is literally around the corner, especially if they bump it up. Know who's going to be running for office. I'm hearing great things about Christopher Dare. I'm hearing amazing things about Lee Elliott. You've heard him on the program before. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag. I'm going to let Lee do it. But there are some good people out there who are going to be running for office. You need to find out who they are now and what they actually stand for. And will they back it up? That's why I'm doing another get-together tonight. I'll be in Carson City at a group. People know what I believe in. There's no way around. I don't get to backpedal on anything. But I can justify the decisions that I make and what I say on the air. So also at 991fmtalk.com, if you go over to my webpage, you can actually see I've added some of the stories and how you can find Dr. Shiva into the page. I like how I'm doing this now. It actually makes it really easy for people. Rather than just putting things in category, I'm actually putting them by the date of the things that I talk about on the show. So it's a little bit easier to navigate. But also there is the link to my website, Running for Office. So let's do this. Let's take something out of the legislature that you think you have a say in, that you think our legislators are going to have a say in. And let me show you how this works. I received earlier this morning from my buddy Bob. Thank you so much. I received a text this morning from my source in D.C. regarding the trial in Minneapolis. It was from USA Today. And when I went to it, it had some serious advertising. Like, why am I talking about advertising when we're looking at a story on USA Today for the Chauvin, George Floyd case? Because that advertising was on the innovation zones. And if you tried to enlarge the screen, it took you right to their site. I do not imagine advertising like this is cheap. Bob. Like, well, I have to check this stuff out for myself. So, I went to USA Today. And I looked up the article. And wouldn't you believe it? Right there within seconds, as soon as I clicked on it, there's the innovation zone.
The fact is, innovation zones can help us change from a state largely dependent on a single industry to one that attracts technology companies and talent from around the world, providing the ability to create 124,000 new jobs and more than $16 billion in economic impact with no financial risk to the state. The fact is, innovation zones can provide Nevada with an accelerated path to recovery.
They're already nationally advertising it. There's a lot of money behind this innovation zone. Innovation zones. Let me tell you. It's not the cost to taxpayers that I'm worried about. Because they are throwing money at this. It's going to be bought and paid for. Literally bought and paid for with as much money as they donated to Sisolak and the Nevada Independent. Geez, over $410,000 to reporters. Yeah, You know, they're going to get some favorable stories. It's not the cost. It's the freedoms. It's the destruction and dismantling of what it means to live in the United States of America. You don't get to have a government controlled by a company behind a corporation inside of another government. It is a county within a county. They have their own education system. They have their own law enforcement. What do you think that they're going to be teaching kids? Doesn't matter what you think about what they teach the kids. Because Governor Sisolak and his minions on the left are going to make it, they can teach kids whatever they want. They got their own education system. Already being advertised nationally. Already spending a whole lot of money to make sure that the world, the country knows about what they're doing here in little old Nevada. Because when is it going to go from blockchains to other types of companies, other types of corporations? We've seen this before. It's been tried before. It doesn't work, and it should not be allowed. You don't have a government within a, well, we actually do have a government within a government. It's called the deep state, but They're trying this here because they think they can get away with it. They're trying it here because they think they can get away with it. Because if they can get away with it in Nevada, they set precedents. And then we'll just, you know, let's go over to another state that we can buy up lots of land. Let's go out to the Midwest. Buy up lots of farmland and turn it into a smart city. Well, where is our agriculture gone? Huh. That strikes a chord with me. Hasn't Bill Gates now become the largest owner of farmland in the United States? Something like over 280,000 acres? He's into all this technology stuff. When do you think that Bill Gates is going to start his own little city? Where mandatory vaccines are in place. All kinds of mandatory stuff that you think, well, this is against my rights. Well, guess what? You don't have any rights when you become a part of the city. So, what do you think? Check out innovationzonefacts.com. And then think to yourself how these can be twisted. Because when you have a company saying, well, these are the facts. Yeah. You know that there's more to it, right? I don't have to explain that to you. They make everything look so good. We're going to employ 124,000 people. Well, where are those people coming from? Because we are already stretched really thin for water. For water resources here in this state. Even in northern Nevada now. $7 billion in wages and salaries. That's how they get you. You get somebody to go from $30,000 a year to $50,000 a year. That looks pretty good, doesn't it? Are you willing to sell your soul for that money? Our founding fathers saw all of this coming. Past presidents saw all of this coming. I put a quote on my webpage. Abraham Lincoln warning America about runaway corporate power. I see in the near future a crisis approaching that causes me to tremble for the safety of my country. Corporations have been enthroned, and an era of corporation in high places, corruption in high places will follow. And the money, power of the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working upon the prejudices of people until all wealth is aggregated in a few hands and the public republic is destroyed. I think we're seeing that right now. I hope you're ready to do something about it. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
Oh, I love you guys. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Top, FM Talk. Wrapping up the show with this text I just got about that Innovation Zone spot you just played. What the hell kind of propaganda BS is that? Your boss can put you in jail? What the hell is that? I love waking people up. That BS is what's going through your legislature right now. That is what the governor, I'm not going to insult you by saying your governor. That is what the governor touted in his State of the State speech. You got to pay attention to what's going on. This is why people are moving out of this state. Thank you so much for being here today. 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should Nevada be allowed to ban mascots and names of places because they deem them offensive? I don't remember that right being in the Constitution. For all those snowflakes out there, suck it up. Love you. Have a great day. Mwah.